I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Veazey. Welcome to the show. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. As you can see, I'm out in the country. I'm not in my habitual North London. I am in Surrey, where I used to live. In fact, so it's in southeast England, I should say, just south of Surrey, if you are not from the UK. Beautiful part of the world. Not a classic tourist destination, but it's more of a place to come to chill out. Now, this is a very quick one. I'm going to do a series of short summer podcasts. By the way, if you're wondering where the Q&A Tuesdays have gone since it's Tuesday, I've decided to just shelve those for the summer, just so I can focus on other things. I'm doing quite a bit of music work in the summer, so I like to keep my hand in with that. And I've got business work to do for the Amazon business itself. So I'm going to keep this short and brief, and shortened and sweet, I should say. And this is a very simple one, but this is about the overwhelm thing, sort of building on that, really just coming back to keeping it very, very simple, which is what things can you do to keep your energy going when you've got a very intensive project, whether it's an Amazon project, or as I've got at the moment, I'm trying to keep my Amazon business spinning while I've got other work on, which I choose to do. But sometimes we all have day jobs or we'll have other obligations, family obligations that we don't choose, but we have to nonetheless take care of. And so we have to get it done. And we don't have a choice about that. But either which way, you've got to fit your Amazon business around it. How do you keep yourself going? How do you avoid overwhelm? Well, one person once asked Richard Branson on some kind of business retreat, but they got access to him, what would you say is your single biggest tip for productivity? And he simply said, work out. So if you are in doubt as to how to get your energies up, energy levels up, and to keep them up, then really speaking, I think you need to just basically do what the guy behind me is doing and get out there and go for a run, or get yourself to a gym, or go swimming, or get out on your bike, whatever that is for you. For me, when I'm in London, cycling around gets me places quickly, plus I enjoy it, even though it's kind of crazy. Cycling in London is a bit of a sort of special art, shall we say. You've got to be a little bit risk taker, which I guess I am. And you've got to judge it carefully nonetheless. And I suppose it's a bit like being an entrepreneur anyway. But, you know, sometimes in the past, I've gone swimming if I don't have cycling as part of my life. And while I'm down here in Surrey, because I'm here with my car and not with my bike, I'm going to go running. So in short, there's two really simple things. Number one, find something that works for you. Number two, don't make excuses. There's always a way. I mean, if I haven't got time to work out, I'll cycle to work. And that's my workout. Yeah, if I haven't got my bike with me, I'm not using that as an excuse. I'm going to go running, you know. If neither possible, maybe I go to a local gym. I'm not very keen on the gym. Personally, some people love it. I don't like the kind of thumping music. Being a musician, I object to that stuff. So point is, keep it very, very simple. But also, you've got to have very, very few things that you're going to be able to keep at when you're very, very busy. You've got to have some kind of bottom lines, you know, below which you don't drop. And I would say getting some exercise in several times a week is one of those for me. Now, for you, it might be that meditation when you first start the day is fantastic. You know, it could be making a list of your goals. All those things are very, very good things. So, you know, you can do a hell of a lot with 20 minutes a day on any one of those things. But if you're really stuck for it, just decide what you're going to do. 20 minutes a day, even 15. And again, you know, I was committed to doing this podcast today. I'm also committed to getting a run in today. How am I going to square both? I'm going to do a really short podcast, but it gets to the point. And the point is this, less is more sometimes. If you need to go for a run, just do 15 minutes. Hell, do 10. It'll still energize you. It'll get the adrenaline going. It'll help you sleep better at night. If you need to do some product research and you've only got 20 minutes, do 20 minutes a day. You know, that's better than nothing. If you've got 5 minutes to do a podcast episode like I have, I'm going to do it in 3.5. So there you go. I'm going to practice what I preach. Not only am I going to tell you to do things quickly when you're stuck for time, but instead of that guy driving everywhere, I am practicing what I preach. And if you're watching the video version, you'll see I'm here in my beautiful, tasteful outfit with yellow trainers. If not, if you're listening to the audio version, you're going to have to just imagine it. Don't spend too long on that picture, folks, is my suggestion. So there we have it. A very quick but very simple, powerful tip from the top from Richard Branson. If you want to be more productive as an entrepreneur, work out. There you go. In 4 minutes and 3 seconds, guys, look forward to speaking to you in the next podcast. In the meantime, get out there and take some exercise. Thanks, guys. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now, over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success,
duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.